In the aftermath of Hurricane Maria, one elementary school in Hartford enrolled dozens of new students from Puerto Rico. While that meant rearranging classes and getting more bilingual tutors, welcoming the evacuees has taken on a personal tone. The school principal is a former refugee. Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre has more.
It's Friday! Good morning!
Morning, guys.
Morning, morning, morning.
It's the day before spring break, and the staff at Sanchez Elementary School seem to be in a really good mood. But PTO Secretary Merelis Torres says it's like this every morning. She noticed it right away when her family came from Puerto Rico last fall.
They just received you with this smile, with this good morning.
Soon after Torres got here with their two kids, it wasn't long before the school hosted a special lunch for the new Puerto Rican families. They had Latin music and food.
Arroz con gandule, pernil. I don't know how you say that in English. They make us this Puerto Rican food to receive us, and I start like crying.
Like a lot of the other evacuees, Torres had to flee the island with almost nothing. Sanchez School ended up with about 40 new students from Puerto Rico and gave their families donated clothes, furniture, cookware, and gift cards to help them get settled. But something else really struck Torres. It was how the school made them feel like they were an addition to the community and not a burden. It helped Torres and her 8-year-old son, who had been struggling with all the changes in his life.
And he feels good. He said, Mommy, I'm learning English. Mommy, I am happy now.
Ezra Redzik is the principal of Sanchez School.
Thank you, Zion Avea. Great job doing our morning announcements. Happy Friday, crew!
Redzik taught at Sanchez before she became principal a few years ago. It's a school steeped in Puerto Rican culture. When Hurricane Maria hit, many of the bilingual staff had to worry about their own relatives on the island.
Not only did it impact our students, it impacted our staff members. So that was devastating for us.
For Redzik, the arrival of the evacuees stirred up some memories, too. Redzik is 36 now, but at around age 8, she became a refugee of the Bosnian War.
That's traumatic, leaving what you love and the only thing that you know to start all over again.
After fleeing Bosnia, her family lived in Germany for a few years. Redzik would eventually become fluent in German, but the initial transition was rough, and that experience taught her an important lesson on what not to do.
I can think of specific incidences when I was in the third grade where I felt very unwelcome, where I felt that that teacher just didn't do right by me in that moment. And that's very emotional, right? So like, I didn't understand the direction. They didn't go out of their way to teach me what it is that they were trying to get me to do. And that left some really unsettling feelings where I was like, that was just wrong.
Redzik's family immigrated to New York City in 1994 and moved to Hartford 4 years later when Redzik was in high school. It was in the U.S., she says, that teachers became a positive force in her life. They encouraged her and mentored her.
So it's those little things that meant the world to me that, you know, I always say, what we do matters.
She learned that stability at home can have a trickle-down effect on kids in the classroom. So at Sanchez School, the little things include a care package to welcome each new evacuee family. And there are big things like donated furniture and mattresses. Sally Vasquez is a school employee who works closely with the parents.
So you see over here, we have dressers, we have beds that we're gonna distribute today. I just received another call that they're gonna distribute more furniture so we'll be able to cover the needs of the families.
That's the sound of third graders pumping each other up to start the day. Half of the kids in this class are evacuees from Puerto Rico. Torres, the PTO mom with two kids, says the thing about Sanchez is that it's more than just a school.
It's a family. It's a family. When we don't have nothing, they give us something.
Torres says the school is a big reason why she's staying here instead of going back home. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.
This report is part of the public radio collaborative Sharing America, covering the intersection of race, identity, and culture. The initiative includes reporters in Hartford, Kansas City, and St. Louis, Missouri, as well as Portland, Oregon. You're listening to Connecticut Public Radio.